Time for hints. Hints from Heloise, of course, is a syndicated column to help you with your life. Excuse me. And it can be found in the Dallas Morning News where I'm ripping and reading. By the way, I've been notified on the Twitter as of late that there's a phenomena on the internet known as life hacks.
Yeah.
And life hacks basically are the modern interpretation of hints from Heloise.
There was a blog site that had 100 life hacks, and they're all photographs of things that you can do to make your life a little bit easier. It was cool. There was a lot of them that I found to be very useful. There are a lot of them that I have used.
Really?
Not knowing that and thinking that I came up with it.
More useful than, say, what's in this?
That's just a basket of nonsense, what you have.
Well, let's just see. Austin R. from Texas writes, "Dear Heloise, my younger brother was in the hospital and was going to have to be there for several days. I wanted to help him feel better, so I put some of his favorite songs on a music player and took it to him. He was so happy, and the next time I went to visit, he was listening to the player. It made me feel so great." And Heloise writes, "Austin, what a special touch. Your brother is lucky to have you."
Oh, that really warms my heart, Dave.
So, from what I understand, if someone's in the hospital, you should bring them an iPod and maybe some DVDs.
Mm-hmm. And a Hustler.
And Austin R. just thought of that. So,
speaking of Hustler, you know the corner store on Richmond and Greenville, or Belmont and Greenville, right next to Company Cafe?
Okay, yeah.
It's in your old hood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little place, little beer and wine, smokes, snacks, whatever.
Is it the place that has an Exxon attached to it?
No, there's no gas station.
Oh, okay. It's just a little convenience store
right across from Doty's.
Okay, gotcha.
They have the most amazing collection of smut mags that I've ever seen in my life. I was in there yesterday. I stopped in to grab a couple of things, and I'm kind of standing behind these two women that took about 48 minutes to buy their effing lotto tickets. Thank you. And I just happened to peer over, and they got this huge mag. I mean, I don't know. Who the hell buys dirty magazines anymore?
People without internet?
I guess. Man, they had a ton of them. Kind of wanted to go rifle through a few of them and see what's in them these days.
Were they all in the plastic?
No, there were some that you could get out and
leaf through.
Leaf through, man. Which is always a fun thing to do at an airport bookstore.
Right. Act real casual.
Yeah.
Tuck it inside a Sports Illustrated.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, that's my story.
All right. So
back to hints from Heloise.
Next time my internet goes down, I'll go to that convenience store.
Yeah, go to the corner store.
Do they have Girls of Penthouse?
They have a Penthouse. They got Hustler. They have the really crazy ones that are in like the 4-pack.
Cherry.
Yeah, we.
Did they have
Easy Mike's, Rider?
Did they have Mike's favorite Blacktail?
I think there was a Blacktail or two.
Yeah. Wow, that does sound like the most fantastic selection in Dallas. They should win a Best of the Observer
Award. It's pretty old school to have a magazine rack that's dedicated to nothing but smut. All right, let's get back on track, Dave, to this important segment.
Yes. Carl in North Carolina writes, "Dear Heloise, my mom always had trouble putting or taking keys off of her metal rings. I saw my staple remover and thought I could use it to separate the metal pieces so she could add a key. It worked really well and she was happy. You do need to be careful because the ends of the remover are very sharp, so make sure a parent is there to help you."
A parent?
I guess Carl's a kid.
I'm not calling my 85-year-old mom to help me with a staple remover. And by the way, that is one of the
life hacks.
Yes, that was in the list of life hacks, was the staple remover to open up your key ring.
All right. You do sometimes like get the cut underneath your fingernail mm-hmm. when you're trying to put a key on your key ring.
Yeah, especially the ones that are well made that are supposed to be tight and stay together.
I like it when things are tight.
We almost made it to the finish line before you had to do that.
Dana via email. This is your
Dana?
Your female alter ego.
No, it's the female would just be D-A-N-I.
Okay. Dear Heloise, I've been doing this for years and it makes traveling abroad so much easier, especially for people who like to shop. I make a table graph on the computer. The first column contains round denominations of currency in the place where I'm traveling, and the U.S. dollar equivalents are in the second column. I print it out on a size that fits in a business card and cover it with clear tape. It goes in my wallet in the slot with a window, usually for a driver's license. When I travel, I only have to look into my wallet for the U.S. price for something.
What about eggs?
I'd rather hear about eggs.
Good question.
That woman overthought that clearly.
Debbie M. from Falls Church, Virginia writes, Dear Heloise, with the holidays fast approaching, I wanted to send along some ideas to make it easier to host large meals in our small home. If the weather is cool, we use our back porch as a cooler for soft drinks. Also, with no dishwasher, I fill a large ice chest with hot soapy water and add dirty pans as I finish with them to soak during dinner. They usually just need a final swish and rinse.
That's a fine idea. I support this one. This one I can get behind.
So just in the middle of your kitchen,
you have a giant
ice chest with hot soapy water and dirty pans sticking out of it.
Yeah.
That's a pleasure for your guests to look at.
Trust me, she doesn't have any guests.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, here's a tip. Buy a dishwasher.
Yeah, they're like $100 or something.
Yeah, or just go on Craigslist and buy a used one.
Yeah, do that. They'll even deliver it on Craigslist.
And finally, Heloise writes, Dear readers, daylight savings time ends tomorrow, so we're going back to regular time. We're falling back to regular time.
I don't get it. All I know is it's going to be dark at like 3:30.
Right. Daylight savings time ends tomorrow at 2 a.m. when clocks are turned back 1 hour. It is usually said the time falls back. Benjamin Franklin actually came up with the idea for daylight savings time in 1784, although it wasn't put into effect until 1916 in Great Britain and 1918 in the United States. Every time zone observes the change. There are some places in the United States and its territories that don't observe it, including Hawaii and most of Arizona. This occasion is also a good time to do some things that might get forgotten during the year, such as
changing the battery in your smoke detector
and flashlights.
Yes.
So remember,
changing your condom. I mean, air filter.
Yes. So remember to set your clocks so you won't be an hour early. So that, I think, more importantly for people like us, is you get the extra hour of sleep.
Oh yeah, you do, don't you?
But it throws off your whole Sunday.
I hate it. And it's dark at 5 o'clock. It sucks. Why can't they just leave it alone?
Well, just leave it
like it is right now.
But we are on daylight savings time right now. So they need to go to daylight savings time all the time.
Yes, and stay on.
Everybody in the world, let's just reset our clocks. Everybody just go get on daylight savings time all the time.
I agree. Because I like having longer days, don't you?
Yes.
I don't care if it's daylight at 5 in the morning so I can go out and tend to my crops. I'm asleep. I don't have crops.
Yeah.
This isn't the 1800s where your day depends. We have such a thing called artificial light. That's the only reason they ever did that. Is for farming.
Right. But I don't understand why. Okay, but they didn't do it in the winter because I guess you didn't have to worry about crops in the winter.
I believe that's correct.
You just wanted to hole up in your cabin and try and survive.
And make love to a prairie woman.
A husky prairie woman.
Yes, a husky settler.
With birthing hips.
Uh-huh. So you can create more free labor for your dumb farm.
Yeah, so you can have a litter of kids, half of which will die before they turn 5.
Of cholera.
God, people were so stupid back then.
I know. We're so smart now with our computers and our antibiotics.
Right.
Look how amazing
we are. Look at all the things I invented to make my life easier.
I'm surrounded right now by more than 1,000 BMWs.
I know.
Look how amazing we are.
If only our ancestors could be here at Classic BMW surrounded by German automotives.
Oh, God.
All right, it's 11:51 on the ticket. Coming up next, we'll mix with purveyors of German automotives, the Sorori brothers.